So you said it was short-lived. How long did it last? And
not long, I don't know. Peggy Hinkle Wolf just wrote a story. She had the exact number of days until the ban was banned. It's not that many, but the next morning we woke up to the news that the city was sued by the oil and gas industry and the state of Texas, right? And I was not surprised by that. Everybody knew we were going to get sued. In fact, a lot of those debates I was talking about, that was a big talking point. The other side would say, look, the city's going to get sued. And Ed and others and I worked on the response to that, which was basically, look, if you believe in something, you know, you have to stand up for it. Right? So yeah, we're going to get sued, right? But these are our principles, right? That's what we're asking you to vote on. And then, you know, we also said the city gets sued all the time. This is why we have lawyers, you know. We're asking you to take a stand. So I think we always felt good that we weren't deceiving people about that. We never said, oh, we won't get sued. We knew it was going to. What I didn't know was going to happen is how hard they would push on that, how relentlessly. And then how they would push through the legislature to, like, change the state laws. Now, some city council members did say that they thought that would happen. But I really didn't believe them. But sure enough, yeah, they went there, and that was, like, their number one priority in 2015. How do we change the law to take away power from cities? So there was this another switch. There was a switch from us as advisors to activists, like you said. And then there was this kind of third switch. We were still activists, but it was away from this fracking issue in Denton to local control. Because now it became a fight between a city and the state, you know. So we all had to get educated on local control and what are the rules. I mean, we knew some of that with fracking because we were always trying to walk the line between what the state does and what the city does. But once the state really started trying to squash us, it wasn't about fracking. It became about local control. So we started looking at, you know, the plastic bag bans and stuff like that in the city of Austin. That became all of a sudden really relevant because it was about jurisdiction. Who gets to say what? But, I mean, needless to say, we just totally got rolled over by the state, you know.